In Week 11, the Green Bay Packers traveled to the land of 10,000 lakes, where their claim on a division title remained at stake. But it was the league's third-ranked offense who delivered first when Vikings quarterback Dante Culpepper connected with wide receiver Randy Moss for a 24-yard touchdown strike. Minnesota's offense continued to stymie the Packers' defense as wide receiver Dwayne Bates scored on an 18-yard reception. Facing a 14-point deficit, Green Bay turned to who else? Quarterback Brett Favre. But after two costly interceptions by Vikings linebacker Greg Beaker, followed by safety Jack Brewer, it was clear the Packers' signal caller had difficulty maintaining control as he was flagged for unnecessary roughness. But a Marquez Anderson interception at the end of the first half would swing the momentum the Packers' way. Green Bay running back Amon Green capitalized and ran it in for a 2-yard touchdown score. At the start of the second half, Minnesota rallied behind Culpepper, who widened the lead with a 2-yard run. Trailing 21-7, the Packers staged a rally of their own. Late in the third quarter, Favre fired to tight end Bubba Franks for a 1-yard scoring strike. Packers kept up the attack as wide receiver Donald Driver lapped the field for an 84-yard touchdown en route to a 121-yard performance. Minnesota running back Michael Bennett rocketed through the Packer defense for 130 yards, including this 62-yard gain, which set up Mo Williams for the decisive score. The 31-21 Vikings victory snaps the Packers' 7-game winning streak and leaves Brett Favre with a 2-9 career record in the Metrodome.